basis of optimism, said Oscar Wilde, is sheer terror. At the opening of Digital Book World 2012 in New York City, optimism abounds as publishers, authors, and agents wade deeper into dark digital waters. This is hardly a day at the beach, though, and with us to deliver a few shark warnings is James McQuivey, Vice President and Principal Analyst at Forrester Research. James, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be with you again.
Well, we're happy to have you join us again. This survey that you do every year, just ahead of the opening of Digital Book World, takes a look at attitudes among publishing executives. And one of the things you look at is the level of optimism, which is an interesting barometer, I think, for the direction the industry is going and the ways that people will sort of deal with the challenges. Tell us what you're seeing year over year.
You know, we started this at the end of 2010, so just over a year ago, and we wanted to find out whether people were optimistic, and it turns out a year ago they were very optimistic. That, in fact, surprised us. So we thought, let's give them a year at this. Let them work at it, see how things go, and then ask them again. And we ask about a variety of different types of optimism. Are they optimistic about things generally? Are they optimistic about their own role in the organization? Are they optimistic about whether reading is going to still be something that people do years from now? These were all things that we wanted to measure. And the short answer is they're still optimistic, but in every way, they're less optimistic than they were a year before. And in particular, the one area that caused us the most concern, where the year before, 51% said they were optimistic that their own company was going to come out of this stronger than it had been before, that got cut in about half. 26% now say, you know, even though I'm optimistic generally, only 26% can say, I also believe my own company is going to come out stronger when all of this is said and done. And that really made us take a hard look at whether or not people, well, essentially are facing the facts of how complex and challenging it's going to be.
Well, you know, another WAG said that there's nothing so depressing as optimism. I mean, there's an idea out there that being a bit too optimistic isn't realistic. I wonder whether the change in attitude might be just a bit of realism coming in.
Well, certainly, if we look at the numbers, most of the optimism numbers are still over 50%. So there's certainly no despair going on here. But maybe what you're suggesting, in fact, I would say what you're suggesting is correct, that people are simply being more pragmatic about it. Realistic is a good word for it. But I think it's also just they have more experience now. As I said, we were actually surprised that they were as optimistic as they were in the very beginning, because so many of them were coming to Digital Book World in 2011 with almost no direct digital experience themselves. And so having that optimism at that point was a surprise. So good thing about this industry, I guess, is that people came into digital without the fear and trembling that maybe we would have seen in some of the other media industries.
Right. And we should, you know, be sure to emphasize for people, and these are results that you're going to be detailing in just a few minutes, really, here at the open of Digital Book World Conference 2012. The levels are up in the 80% as far as, you know, general optimism. They are specific about certain things that concern them, but there's still a sense that the future is fairly bright.
I would say fairly bright for the end reader. And you know, if we have to hand it to this industry, I work with a lot of media businesses. If we have to hand it to this industry, it's that ultimately they're, as individuals, probably happy when they see that the customer gets what they want, which is to read really great books. It appears that it doesn't trouble them as much that their own job or their own department or their own company might struggle along the way. So I guess that's a kind of optimism that's not just blind optimism. It's just general appreciation for the fact that if more people get more good books at the end of the day, we've done a good thing. So, you know, it's a good mission-driven approach to your business. It doesn't remove the fact that there are some big decisions that need to be made through 2012.
Well, you follow this industry through your research at Forrester, and you've been able to make some comparisons with other media as far as their response to the digital revolution. This is one, the publishing industry, that you've said is uniquely susceptible to transformation because of the digitization, but in a way that is more positive generally than negative. Why would that be so?
Number one reason is demographics. We're talking about the people who buy books are more educated and have a little more money, and usually they're a little older than the people who buy, say, music or DVDs. And that makes for a very positive just demographic advantage that this industry has seen actually work to their favor. You know, we saw so many other digital industries have to go through years and years of piracy before they could find some kind of digital business model. Now, the book business was able to say, we're going to start selling this content early rather than wait for piracy to grab a foothold. So they made that decision probably wisely with Amazon's help and maybe not necessarily positive encouragement. They were sort of dragged into it, but they went, and that was a good thing. And they're seeing that people are paying for books, and that's something that they should be excited about. Now, they're paying less for books digitally than they would in paper, and that's natural. That's economics 101. But it's also hard for the industry to adjust to, especially when we're seeing some things like, well, bestsellers. Typically, we're seeing 50% of them or more are being sold in ebook form rather than on paper. And that changes the whole economic basis of the industry. So that's a challenge, but it also is at least a good challenge, which is people want to pay for this. We just have to figure out how to shift from print to digital rather than try to preserve print and delay digital, which is what so many other media industries tried to do and learned was not possible.
Well, you know, in your recent blog post around the survey, you not only reported what you found for the moment, but looked ahead to the coming year. And you saw a couple of things that you expect to see happen. And to follow up on that point about print sales, you're expecting to see a continue and even dramatic decline in print sales in 2012.
We have history on our side on this one. We know that when a media business starts to decline in its physical distribution, it actually accelerates itself. So you take the example of DVD. There was a moment in time where DVD started to slip, and Walmart and Best Buy both said, we're not going to dedicate as much space to it anymore. So they actually took out of the distribution channel 20% of shelf space just by reducing shelf space. That 20% then becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because consumers walk in the store, don't see as much to choose from, don't spend as much time in that area, and therefore don't buy as much. And then a year later, Walmart and Best Buy take another 20% of shelf space out, and it just continues from there. That's what we're seeing right now. We lost Borders in 2011, certainly, but we're also seeing Barnes & Noble cut shelf space. They're making more room for their Nook displays. They're showing things that aren't even book experiences, video games, apps, and movies. And that lack of shelf space becomes that self-fulfilling prophecy where consumers now think, oh, well, I guess I don't need to go to the store because there isn't as much to choose from there, and I can buy it online or use my Kindle. And that becomes essentially a self-reinforcing decline in physical. And it's happened in music, it's happening right now in video, and it will now start to happen sharply in 2012 in books.
So from the consumer standpoint, what you see is what you get.
Quite a bit. If you don't see it on the shelf, you start to look elsewhere, and you find that you can find it elsewhere, namely in a digital channel, whether that means ordering it online from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or even elsewhere, or if that means saying, you know what, I'm just going to get one of those e-reader things or tablets that everyone's talking about, and that's how I'm going to read from now on.
You mentioned, James McQuibby, that Barnes & Noble has tried to respond to the digital revolution. They're devoting a lot more effort and space to the Nook and so forth. But the real leader, the real heavyweight in all of this is Amazon. What do you expect them to be doing in 2012?
You know, Amazon has all the power right now. They hold the strongest distribution channel for the future in terms of digital. Our publishers in our survey say they expect about 41% of ebooks to go through Amazon this year. And depending on who you are as a publisher, it might be more than that. And so that's a challenge. They're becoming a power in digital that they never could have been in physical sales. But also, they're a publisher now. They've announced that they're going to publish more than 400 titles throughout the rest of this year. And that makes them significant. They've been buying up significant people assets and significant book assets. And if they are now creating a different path for authors to get to consumers, not just the self-published path that they've been touting now for several years, but a semi-published path, if you want to call it that, that path is going to create challenges for other publishers who are already having to accelerate the change in their business model. This will make it have to accelerate even faster.
Now, given what we know about the publishing industry, which is it's a mixed bag. Amazon choosing to get into publishing, is about Amazon or is it about publishing?
Well, it's really about Amazon. You know, Amazon is thought of as a bookseller. That's how they got their business. But Amazon means A to Z for a reason. They sell everything. You want some hazelnut syrup to add to your coffee in the morning? You can get it from Amazon. You want a bedspread? You can get it from Amazon. Their goal in the long run is to make money off of the consumer, not off of publishing. And that's a really, really complex strategy. And they're at a point in time where they're going to have to play all these cards now because they want to show their video assets this year. They want to show their music assets, their app assets. And now, of course, with the Kindle platform tying it all together, they're going to reveal just how powerful a relationship they have with their consumer, because they're essentially going to dictate how those consumers read, watch, buy everything. And that's A to Z. That's the power of Amazon in the future. And publishing is just an appendage for Amazon. And that's a sobering fact for people who, as we said just minutes ago, are happiest when consumers get books that they want to read and enjoy them. And now we're essentially watching the industry be not attacked. That's not a fair way to characterize it, but essentially be calculated into a part of a bigger experience where books are just a minor thing. And then that'll be a challenging change for the publishing industry to adapt to.
Well, another challenging change, I guess all change is challenging in some way, is that the publisher's control is slipping away from them. And again, it's not necessarily a nefarious conspiracy. It's simply that the technology is possible for an individual to now create, publish, distribute a work without a publisher, and this really takes them out of the equation almost entirely.
It can take them out of the equation. As more people self-publish, of course, and become millionaires, as we've already seen several people become Kindle millionaires, but also as people semi-self-publish, that is, think of, should I just make this an app on now the Apple iBookstore rather than even trying to publish it as a book and add some video and add some photos? You know, publishers are very good at what they do, but what they do is changing. And when other people can use different technologies to approximate what they're doing, even other professional organizations, as we just saw yesterday, NBC Universal announced that they're now going to publish their own special edition books. And they're going to be full of video and they're going to be full of interactivity, essentially leveraging assets that NBC Universal has sitting around. They brag that they have video assets going back to the 1920s that they can start to resurface in these new platforms. And it changes the nature of the game, and publishers who spent decades amassing control of distribution, of warehousing, certainly of printing, and of course the supply of books themselves by working with agents and authors in a certain way, that essentially is going out the window, and the publisher who adapts fastest to that will probably be the one that can, as those 26% we surveyed, come out ahead in the long run.
Well, finally, James McCrivy, what's your prognosis for the app itself? There's been a lot of talk, and this year the ebook competed really face to face with the app, and you've noted, I think, in the survey a decline in excitement, at least around the app. When we come back in 2013, are we going to be talking about apps at all?
Only 19% of the publishing executives we surveyed are excited about apps as a way to change the reading experience. Only 15% are excited about apps as a way to make money. That tells you right there that, by the way, those numbers have changed dramatically from last year where they were closer to 50%. So we're looking at an industry that has essentially come to terms with the app as a nice way station, but it's not the end destination where the industry needs to be. And so we're seeing a lot of investment in what is EPUB and how do we use it the best. But we're also just seeing a lot of open confusion. People are saying, you know what, all I know is text for now. Text seems to work and it's cheap and we can get it in people's hands quickly, so we're just going to focus on text for now and not try to worry about enhancing it in all of these ways, even though I think we all know in the back of our minds that 5 years from now, enhanced text will be the kind of text that we read most likely. So how we get there, we don't know, but it's probably not the way we think of apps today.
Well, James McCrivy, Vice President and Principal Researcher for Forrester Research, thank you so much for giving us your preview of your discussion today, your survey results for Digital Book World 2012. Thank you.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
And for all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, this is Christopher Keneally wishing you a great day.